We are learning Maseches Chulin Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, continuing to explain the Mishnah that we had on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis. The Mishnah at the end said that Yilad HaShecht and everything, which now we know means you could use a rock, you could use a glass, Chutz and Magil Kotzir, Vamegero, Vashinayim, Vatsipayrim, those things are Chaynik. Magil Kotzir is a sickle with serrated edge, and you have, they're all actually all a bunch of serrations all on the diagonal. A magera is a saw with straight serrations. And then you have shenayim and tzipayrim, all these things you cannot use as a shkita knife. We'll see shenayim and tzipayrim in tomorrow's daf. But chutz mimagel kotzav amagera. Avu the Shmuel, pogam v'shadar. He made a little pegima in a knife and he sent it to Eretz Yisrael to be checked if this is kosher or asur. V'shadar pogam, he did it pogam v'shadar, pogam v'shadar. He sent a few knives there to ask them, what's the halacha of these knives? Sholchulei, they answered him like this, ki megera shninu, that it's only asur when it's like a megera, but not when it's a ukitz on one side, which means like this. There's two type of nicks in the knife. One nick in the knife is, it goes in like a V. And the word that Mara uses on Obey is called Igeres, which means something gathered. It gathers a finger in. When you go into the hole, it gathers the finger in. There's another type of pegima that it's not like a V. It's just on one end. It only has one sharp end, not the other one. So if you go one direction, left to right, it'll go smooth. When you go right to left, it'll get caught in this pegima. That's the nafgamina. Because it's only pogam on one side, not on the other side. Like it goes like it's like a, it goes down like a cliff, but the other side goes up straight. So if you're coming on the side of the cliff, you fall off the cliff, you don't hit anything, and then you go straight. But the other way, you'll bang into the cliff. But when it's a V, the cliff's on both sides. So that's the two type of pegimas. One's called aigeres, and one's called mesuchseches. So here we're saying, it's only a problem when it's like a saw, which means it has like oigeres, it's that type of nick in the knife. Torah Rabbanu, learn to Brisa, continuing this halacha. Sakin sheyeshba pegima is harbe. A sakin has a bunch of serrations, has a bunch of holes in it, a bunch of notches in it. That's no good no matter what. Tidin kemagira, because it has so many different notches, it's definitely going to be chaynik the simonim. Doesn't have to be a V. But v'she'im ba'al pegima achas, but if it only has one pegima, so it depends. Oy geres, if it gathers in pesula. A geres means that it has like a V. It goes in and then back out, and both sides have a sharp edge to it. So there, we'll see in a second why, but there it'll be chaynik. Mashenkin, if it has one notch, that's mesuchseches, is kshera. Because there, only has one notch, and that won't make a problem. Now, the Gemara will say, why not? We'll see why not in a second. First of all, hechi dami ageres, hechi nami mesuchseches. Rashi explains the ageres is lashon of gathering, and mesuchseches is lashon of tangling. So that's what you call it. The ageres is called gather, and mesuchseches is called tangling. So, hechi dami mesuchseches, amrabalazah, it says, hechi dami ageres, hechi dami mesuchseches, amrabalazah, ageres, v'shnei ruchas. Ageres has a nick from both sides, has a sharp edge from both sides. Mesuchseches, this is all in one notch. Mesuchseches ruchas, only on one side. So more wants to, what's pshataka? Ma'ishtam v'shtei ruchas, what's pshat when it's two ruchas, there we say it's chaynik, it chokes the animal, it rips the simonim. Why? Because the marsha kama machlish, the first notch weakens the trachea or the veshot or the kana. And then the marsha basar baza, the next one actually rips it in half. So ruach hachanami, even if it has one notch on one side, chur for the sakina machlish. First, the sakina will be machlish the skin, the basar, and get to the simen. And then marsha beza. And then the next one notch will rip out the kana, the one of the pipes, one of the simonim. Basically, cash like this, that we're assuming, let's say you have to go through basar and ar, skin and everything, you have to weaken it down to the kana, and then the notch will rip the kana. But if it has only one notch, so just the notch will get caught in the basar and the ar, but won't touch the kana. But it's not true. The sharp part of the knife first will cut the R and the bus, and then the notch will take the kana out. So, Tigmar, you're right. The case was the koyma resha, the sakina. This notch was on the front of the sakin. So what? But when I come back the other way, when you make a shkita, you go mail chamev, you go back and forth. You come back the other way, then the notch will not will pull out the kana, will pull out the kana or the veshet. So if you also machasha, when it goes this way, it'll weaken it. When it comes back the other way, you also baza, will rip out the simon. So tomorrow going to hayelch lehevi, you mailch lehevi. So it's very like it qualifies very much. The only time a notch that's miruach echas, which we call mesuch seches, is only kosher. It's only when it's on the roish ha knife, and you only go one direction. You only go, you only moilech. So it hits the aram basar first, and the rest of the simen gets keshachted by the rest of the knife. But if you come back the other way, if it's a small knife, you have to go back and forth, then it's going to be a problem, because then the notch will hit it down all the direction. So therefore,
what? Hopefully,
then,
if it's a big enough
knife,
by the time it gets to the
ratio
of the maybe,
right.
The animal's
blocked. Right, that'll be fine. But you can't take any chances. It's not the Shurim. Once you say that you have to go back and forth, it's very possible you're going to hit that the thing back and forth, and it'll hit the simon already. If it's on the beginning, we know the beginning is first the R and the Basar. It takes a while to get that. That's Pashut. But once it's further in the knife, or you're going back and forth, and you can't take any chances, it's very possible you're going to hit the kana. Or, like we said, if it's a bunch of begimas, then it won't help either. Because then also, it'll probably take out a simon. Amar Rava, Gimel Midois Pesakin. There are three levels in knives. Oigeres lo yishchot. You should not, a sakin that has a gathered notch, lo yishchot, you should not do any shchita. Ve'im shachat, shchitas psula. It's possible, because there we are sure it'll be chaynik. Misuch seches. If only has a notch on one, which means the one notch is only sharp on one edge of the notch, not on the other side, it's not a V. Lo yishchot balachatchilah, it's not the shchita chatchilah, because it might be mailech maybe, that's the reason. V'mshachat, but if it's shachat, and it was on a rosh, and you were a mailech maybe, it's kosher. Oilo v'yayre, the new type of case, the case was that you had a notch in the knife, and you smoothed it out. When you smoothed it out, you lost some of the knife. So now, if you're going on the knife, it goes up and down, but a very slow, gradual turn. So there's not a problem, because there's no notches over there. It's very smooth, but it goes up a little bit, because you have to shave off part of the knife. So middle of the knife, you have a little bit of like a little rainbow in the middle of the knife. That's not a problem of having a little rainbow middle of the knife. It's oil v'yayrid, it's the chatchila mamish. B'sak ha-shech ha-bal ha-chatchila, I have a shech ha-chatchila. Omer Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Nechemya or Rav Ashi. Amrit lo mishmei de Rava. Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Nechemya told Rav Ashi that Amrit lo mishmei de Rava, you told us b'shmei de Rava, misuch seches psula. You told us that Rava says misuch seches is possible. V'ha, we just had a Rava that misuch seches k'sheira. So what's going on here? You told us one Rava and another Rava. Which one's true? Is it misuch seches kosher or not? Like kasha, it's not shver. Kancha, hoylech v'evi, kancha, hoylech v'evi. If you went back and forth, then it's possible. If you only went one direction, then it's kasha. Not lechatchila, but it's kasha. Omer v'achab, reider of avyur, l'rav ashi. Dam yu l'sasamai. What about if you have a knife that's similar to a sasya, which is like a stalk of a wheat. Wheat kernels grow on these stalks. Now, they're smooth, but if you put your finger in it, you feel a little bumpy. It's a little bumpy. It's not really sharp, a little bumpy. Is that a good knife? That's 100% sharp, or if it's a little bumpy, but it doesn't have any ridges or anything sharp in those bumps or notches, but it's not 100% smooth. So, Mai, is that a good knife or not? Amalei, man yovle ebisre vechlina. Who would give me some of that boss and I'll eat it? Lemais and Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like we paskin, that's good, right? But if you look at Shulchan Aruch, it says you're right, it's good. We paskin that if it's like a Zokin Shavalim, it's good, but Zok the Ramah, we're not bekeem what that means, and therefore you cannot use a knife that has to be 100% smooth. So I'll think more of it. Omar Rav Chista, Menayim Dika Sakim in Atayra. How do you know that you have to be Bidika Sakim in Atayra? Shunam is in the Pasuk. Veshachatem Bezeh Vachaltem. This is by Shaul HaMelech, they were at war with the Plishtim, and everyone wanted to eat some meat, so he said, only eat meat from a carbon. And he said, everyone just come shech the carbon, and we'll spritz them in the bama, and we'll spritz the, make a zrikas dam on that bama. This is where the story of Yainasan's over there in Nach. But it says over there that everyone should bring him his the shar, and they'll shech the for him. We learn from there that they meant they had to bring a knife to Shaul HaMelech to be checked. So Agmar Pshita, what do you need a pasuk to tell you that after Bdika Sakin, Kivin to Kinokav Trefa, by Bdika, of course it's a bedikah. What's a chiddush? It's going to be a treifa. So the chacham can mean it. The question is, how do you know if you bring it to a chacham? Frey the Gemara, heck, he says it's a deraisa from a pasuk by Shaul. But Amar Rav Yechon, like Amar La'ra'as sakin l'chacham, but b'nei the chacham. Only said because the kavod chacham. The Gemara with the rabbanim across Malchus Balmi. It's not only with the rabbanim. The din to show the knife to the chacham is the rabbanim. I'll cover the chacham across Malchus Balmi. It's only a smach balmi the pasuk. Now the Rosh on Daf Yecheh says that today we don't have to show it to the chacham anymore, because since we only appoint sheikhtim that are tamidei chachamim and are bekiim and are mumchim, so therefore we trust them, and we don't have to. And all the chachamim are meichel, you don't have to show it to the chacham anymore. So the Gemara writes that Marava bat gula b'shimsha. Now, how do you check the knife to make sure there's no notches? So Marava, they check it connected to the sun. They held it up to the sun, and they checked if any notch on it. Rashi says, no, I'll go with that pshat. You held up to the sun, you can see the sun's coming through the crack, you know that it has a notch on it. Radah bat gula b'maya. They did it in water. Either they put it across the water, see if it made a wave, or they put a little drop of water, let it drip down, and see if it gets caught. Rav Sheish is bad gula b'reish lishnei. He did it on the tongue. Rav Achav Yaakov bad gula b'chut asayr. Use the hair. Bisura amri bisra achla. You're eating basar bisra labadka, which means you're shechting basar. You have to check it with basar, which means either with your tongue or your finger, or your nail, fingernail. Which Amar Papa tricha b'dika bisra v'atufra. He holds itaka need. The b'dika has to be a bisra v'atufra. Tufra is a nail. Fingernail has to be with your basar, with your tongue, or with your fingernail, or both. And it says also, basar atifra and vatlosa ruchasa. Not only you have to check the sharp part of the knife, you also have to check both sides of the knife. Like, if you look at this on the sharp edge, both sides of that sharp edge also have to be checked, because it might have a notch that way, and while you're going through the simen, you might rip off a simen also that way. So you need bisra v'atufra v'atlasa ruchasa. You need on bisra, which means the basra etzba, let's see, a finger, and you need a fingernail, and on atlasa rucha, and on three sides. I'm living in Ravashi. Om alon Rav Sama b'reid Rav Sharsha mishmach. Ravina told Ravashi that Rav Sama b'reid Rav Sharsha said in your name, the amrit lei, that you told them, Ishmael the Rava, from the same name of Rava. Rashi speaks out that Rav Ashi couldn't have seen Rava. It means Rav Ashi heard it, b'shem Rava also. That you need tzricha b'dika b'sra v'atufra v'tazur v'chosa. You need a b'dika on the basar, and on the fingernail, and on three sides. Omalei. So Rav Ashi said, no. Abisra v'atufra amri. I did say that. V'atlasa v'chosa lo amri. I never said you have to check on three sides of the knife. Ikadamri, some say this version, Abisra v'atufra v'atlasa ruchasa amri. I did say that, but b'shmei de rava le'amri. I didn't say b'shmei de rava. So more is the story. Ravina Rav Acha b'rei de rava have a yasvi kemi de Ravashi. Ravina Rav Acha was sitting getting shemesh by Ravashi, and they brought a knife for Ravashi to check. Aisu sak kemi de Ravashi lebatka. Omalei Rav Acha b'rei de rava, he told one of his tamidim, you check it. Rav Acha b'rei de rava, you check it. Bitka, you check it. Batka atufra, he checked it on his fingernail, v'abisra, and on his finger, v'atlasa ruchasa, and all three sides. Omalei yasher, great, that's the way you got to do it. You have to do a bedikah on all three sides, and with the fingernail and the finger. V'chein Rav Kana, Rav Kana says the same thing. Rav Yemer says no. Omar atufra abisra tzricha, atlasa ruchasa loy tzricha. What's pshat? What's it? You don't need three sides. Mila Omar Avzei Rav Mashmuel, libein sak in v'shachar. We learned this Gemara before. If you make the knife red hot, and you make a shchita, shchitasa k'sheira. Why? It's going to burn the simen, and that'll be a trefa. Why? He says, shechiduda kain lebuna. Because the sharp is before the libun, so it cuts before it burns. But for kashla, you could start them. What about the sides? But Rebbei, hashchita meravach ravach, it spreads out. So here also, what do you worry about a notch on the side? Hachinami, but hashchita meravach ravach, no problem on a notch on the side. And therefore, he argued and said, you don't need all these things. You don't need a notch on all three sides. He says, there's no reason to have that they have to check all three sides. You don't have to check all three sides. And how are we passing in Shulchan Aruch? If you look at Sif Tes in Shulchan Aruch, it says, "Dig is a second Jucha, Bisra, Vaturfa, Tlas, Ruchasa, in the all three sides." Then it says, "Melicha, Mevia, Basa, Etzboi, Vacham, Levia, Tsapana, Mishalz, Ruchasa, Shem Pia, Vishnei, Tzadak, this is Yibba, Begam, Klal, Yivdek, La'atu, very slowly, the Kavanas, Alev, so Yifra, Lev, Dvar, Machem, shouldn't do anything else." And it's a whole thing. But each side of the knife has to be done by itself. Also, Ramah says, "I and Shah, I'm a little complicated." So, Gemara, one more Gemara. Omer, Huna, Rav, Rav, Kina, Rav, Shem, and Lakish. Shah is Pegimah, same. You find in the Torah, in Shas, in the Mishnayis, three times the Indian of Pegimahs. Pegimahs, Etzem, and Pesach, that you're now allowed to break any bones of the Pesach. So, you're over a lav of Etzem, and Sisper, Roy, when you make one notch. You have Pegimus Oizim Bechar, that if a Bechar has a hole in the ear, it's in the cartilage of the ear, then it's considered a mum, and you'll add a shech that and eat it. Pegimus Mum Bekochim is a Pegimus Mum on any kochim that makes it a mum. Also, that's called a Pegimus. So three times Pegimus in Shas. Rav Chistom, a Pegimus Sak, and you find a Sak also didn't Pegimus. Ve'idah Bechulun Kamari, we're not listing a Chulun. But what's it again to us? The kulam pekimasam, the begimus k'dei begimus bech, the size of a begimus mizbech. The kama on top of daf yud chesam and aleph, the kama begimus mizbech. So the more k'dei tach k'bayit tzibayrin enough that a tzibayrin get caught in it. Meisvei kama begimus mizbech. How much is begimus mizbech? Rav Shimon Yochai Yomer tefach a tefach. And you're telling me it's enough to get caught in it? And Rav Lezbi Yaakov Mekazayis. So it doesn't sound like a sheer pegimas of a tzaparin getting caught in the notch. So we're like, Kasha, besidah, ba'avna. If it's on the stones of his back, it's a shlemim. If it has enough pegimas, a tzaparin, it's disqualified. But they also plastered on top of the Evan that it's up to tefach or kezayis, the machloikis, and that will be that child. But any other pegima, we have pegima and shas, it always is kidei tzaparin. And the same halacha is also by sak and also. Just shas, you can't chulin in that list. But we said three things plus Pekimus Sak. What are the three things? Pekimus Etzem Pesach, Pekimus Oizem Bechar, Pekimus Mayim Mum Bekachim, all have a din of Tzipirin, and also Sak and also. And truth is, Mizbech as well has a share of that also. Pekimus Mizbech, there's a Tachar by Tzipirin if your nail gets caught in it while you're going back and forth.